I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Sunday, May 18th. Bruce County Council has received an update from the department, which oversees housing, childcare, and financial instability support. During the first quarter report of 2025, Director of Human Services Tina Metcalf shared that staff is continuing to move forward with community partners to help unhoused people in the county get into housing faster.
Bruce County has partnered with the YMCA and CMHA to begin fostering a transitional, supported housing model, along with a rural homelessness response approach that focuses on diversion.
The county currently has 28 individuals who are on their wait list who are experiencing homelessness. Owen Sound Police has launched Cam Safe in the City to empower the public to help solve crimes. The voluntary province-wide program enables residents and business owners to register their CCTV systems, security cameras, and doorbell cams so that investigators have timely access to footage and information. Police can check the database of those who have registered and then find who may have relevant footage. The Blue Water District School Board is appointing a new superintendent of education. Kim Harbinson is set to take on the role following the retirement of the previous superintendent. She began her teaching career in 1990 and has served as the vice principal at Saugeen District Senior School and the principal at Bruce Peninsula District and John Diefenbaker Senior School, and has also served on the administrative side as well. Harbinson will assume the role on September 1st. Youth musicians from across Ontario will be heading to the Summer Folk stage later this summer. One of the organizers of the Youth Discoveries program, Paige Warner, says five groups were selected to take part in the annual music festival in Owen Sound following the finale of the third annual Youth Discoveries concert at the Harmony Center earlier this month. She adds, as part of the program, Youth Discoveries works with industry professionals to mentor the young artists.
And it just really gives them like a stage experience and festival experience that I don't think they'd have otherwise, and so early in their career.
The young artists will take the Summer Folk stage on August 15th to the 17th. On to national news, Prime Minister Mark Carney reaffirmed Canada's support for Ukraine in his first meeting with the country's president on Saturday in Rome. According to media reports, his meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky was one of several sit-downs with world leaders taking place in the Italian capital, where Carney has traveled to attend the inaugural Mass of Pope Leo. During his meeting with Zelensky at Canada's official residence, Carney said Canadian support for Ukraine extends to the president's leadership. Zelensky thanked Carney and extended an invitation for the prime minister to visit Ukraine. And after a delay due to a blizzard, Elections Canada has validated the results in Nunavut and confirmed NDP incumbent Lori Idleout has prevailed over the Liberal challenger. According to media reports, the results were posted on Elections Canada's website Friday evening. The validated results show Idleout beat the Liberal by 41 votes, a thin margin but not enough to trigger a recount. It took more than 2 weeks for Elections Canada to validate the results because the final ballot box from a community was delayed due to a late spring blizzard. In sports, in the NHL playoffs, Winnipeg lost to Dallas 2-1. In MLB action, the Jays beat Detroit 2-1. And in lacrosse, the Owen Sound Junior B North Stars lost to Orangeville 13-6. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.